the best tea in the city.
Good morning. How are you doing? You good? I'm fabulous. All right. I'm going to touch you in your studio today. But yeah, who says I don't every day? Now, when it comes to relationships, we cannot agree that some of us, we dodged some bullets, right? Or you have dodged a few bullets. I mean, most of us have been in long-term relationship that we thought would result in marriage, but something always gets in the way. Yeah? Mfana urumu toz mfana yitu rabona muke patala mahadi, then boom, something happens. You get fired. Even. Yeah? Or one of your uncles just fell sick on the day of the Longwala negotiations and everything had to be postponed. Nothing was coming together, Nji. And at that time, you probably never thought much of it. But looking back, you now understand, good name, man. Yeah? This was God's way of saying, no, this is not it. Oh, trust me, it hurt. Ne? It did, ne? Yeah, it did. And it was confusing as well that things weren't coming together. Yeah? Your heart still longs for that person, but the universe says what? Hell to the no. So, have you ever been in a relationship that seemed promising, but things always got in the way? It's like the universe never wanted you to be together from the onset. Or you ignored the signs and it ended in tears. Hashtag when God says no to your relationship. As we sip the best tea in the city. Now, Matseko, Uncle T, why are you talking about my business on the radio? Who told you about it? Because when God says no to your relationship is my current situation, like right now, we fight over nothing. Marana, ask me, I'm blind to it. I'm still saying, Kamarat. Because, you know what, we spend too much time trying to find the right one. Ne? I get the right one, my soulmate. Eh? Even how we say it, my soulmate. Forgetting who's in charge. Forgetting who's in charge of this thing. Hmm? The hard thing about God saying no to your relationship is that he will yank it, pull you out of it at the wrong time. When you are deep in your feelings, I won't say, and he checks it. And then, God being God, take his time to direct you to the chosen one. Some people are with wrong partners, but it is too late to get out. Others wish they knew before time what they were getting themselves into. Hashtag when God says no to your relationship. Buwa. 3 teaspoons coming up. When God says no to your relationship. All right. Here are the 3 teaspoons.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
These are the 3 teaspoons on when God says no to your relationship. Number one, he said no because you were excited. Yeah, you were excited. That's why. Most people don't know the difference between excitement and life. Most relationships start off as a rom-com. Eh? And later on, they don't evolve. They don't evolve. And they get stuck in the excitement and never evolve to reality. Love is a lot of hard work, and that is not exciting for most part, because love is real. Number two, on the 3 teaspoons on when God says no to your relationship, is because you are settling. Settling. Most people know what we want in the relationship. They know. But they are not always patient enough to wait. They end up settling because of the desire to be with someone. And then when things don't work out, they forget that they settled for what was there. The sad thing about this kind of relationship is that God stops it after you just learned to love the person. the last teaspoon of the three teaspoons on when God says no to your relationship. You are being prepared. Neba lukis. Yeah. Oleka maharaha libita. Marinate. You wanted to marry the first real love you ever met or you ever had. And it didn't happen. In retrospect, you realize that you nearly married a season. A season, not a lifetime. This person was just there to show how deep you can go. So, actually, it was a practice session. When God says no to your relationship, now go away now, umarato. Hey! It happened. And look now, it ended in tears.
Yeah, I feel like that happened to me quite a lot. Me too. I feel like that's the story of my life, honestly. Shem, God is refusing, hey? I feel like he doesn't want me to be happy. No, when it comes to relationships, he's just, yeah, he doesn't want me to be happy. Or maybe I'm choosing the wrong guys, maybe.
You are not listening.
Yeah, no, hey? Give out the bad boys. That's my problem.
Yeah. But it's a bona when I bamu.
And I think that's my future. Yeah.
JJ?
Yeah. It's not just growing up. Even now, you just... If like... For me, I know I was in one way, both parents didn't like approve of the relationship. That was a sign on its own. And we both never agreed so much on stuff. We always had more fights than, you know, happy times with the guys. So, and plus the way he treated his ex, now it's like, now it's me. Who can treat me snacks, you know?
Yeah.
And treat her the same way as time went on. And I'm like, those were the signs. But no, man. So, yeah. But you know what? I was just thinking now. We'll see the signs when it's bad. Why don't we see the signs when it's good?
Because you don't need to see a sign when it's good. When God says no to your relationship. I mean, what do you do? What do you even say? Well, Lina Rakumaku Arahim. Uncle T, there was this guy I loved so much. And I still do. And I know he loves me too. But every time we're supposed to get together, something happens. To a point that I even given up, eh? I think it's a sign. God is saving me from something. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, how do you even know it's him saying no? I mean, how do you even know? How do you know? Is when your parents say no, hey, Tzada, is that God speaking? Some of you have been into relationships lasting years, like Pam. RT, I did not listen. I chose my way. God said, I will show you that I made you. I know what's best for you. A whole toxic 14-year relationship ended in tears. Yeah? Did you listen when God said no to your relationship or you chose your way? And maybe you chose your way and you're celebrating today. And you're like, I'm glad you said no because then you gave me the resolute to stick to my guns and my relationship is working. Maybe you are that person. Talk to me, please. Daniel Sonagele, the third. Arbrati. What if God had it in the relationship? He can help us with everything else but the relationship. Daniel. If there's one thing that one thing I can tell you for sure is that a God has said in kya mukhaba o ga rapela ora petse mebra mukhaba ona a ditse my relationship is there. Unati, hi
darling, how are you? What are we talking about? What will God not bless got a relationship? I strongly don't want to believe that. Uring,
when God says no,
okay,
to your chosen relationship.
Are you just telling me what you've been talking about all morning, or is this where you want me to contribute? Why did you catch me off guard, Tamo? I was in therapy, man, this morning, so I couldn't listen to the show and prepare myself psychologically for this thing I'm going through right now.
That's the hashtag, when God says no.
To your relationship. So are you saying you don't think God would ever say no to any relationship? Is this what you're saying?
No, he will.
Okay.
And then some of you don't listen.
Ah, even though we ask for the signs. You know what I say? Yes, you know what I say? Tina, we pray for it, ne?
Yeah.
We say, God, give me the signs. God, give me the strength. And then he does it immediately. Then you're like, no, no, it's too soon.
No,
it's too soon. Oh, yeah, it's too much. Oh, no, I didn't say like this.
And then 14 years later.
Why did you have to be specific with the 14? No. Sompo, kupa sompo. Why did you have to be specific like with the 14 years later?
So I'm just using an example.
No, why couldn't you use 15? Both start with an F.
Okay, but it started on the 13th year there.
Okay. All right, guys, let's listen to God and be obedient in our faith. Chris. I don't want Chris here when we have these conversations. Oh, for my too much. Whenever I speak, he's like, yeah, tell them, says tonight. So, why do you think I'm single, darling?
Yeah.
They want me pure. Because also, Prati, I'm on. I'm going on now. My feet are on the desk. I'm taking my shoes off. Also, Prati, like, in relationships, people come with baggage. And maybe the baggage is not due for your spiritual journey. So,
yeah.
Madlozi definitely will keep you. Yeah. Because Tlambi, now people are coming with demons, or they're sleeping with other people that have demons. Now you are part of that. Or maybe they're not quite so pure, Gibo. Or maybe they don't even believe in Madlozi and... You know, maybe they don't believe in afterlife.
Put, your futures are not aligned. Period.
Ka, finish and klar. In this life and in lives to come.
Thank you.
So, are people accepting when God says no?
Yes, they are. Unfortunately, it's a bitter pill to swallow, but you have to.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So far, that's what I'm getting.
What are we talking about tomorrow, so you can warn me?
Mm-mm.
I look forward to witness days now, you know?
I know.
Kaya FM 95.9.
Prati, what's up, Rodman? Is it God or is it ancestors? Badimo, Amadlus. Because when you pay lobola, you bring together ancestors. Uhlanganisa Amadlus, is Heritage Month. So if it was lucky and it was lami, abahambelana wavum, izohlala injalo mtakababa. So I'd like to believe Amadlus mangavum. And also, I never understand those people who don't believe in ancestors. Yet unyokufuna ilobolo silibhatala kanjani ilobolo ngoba masibhatala ilobolo sihlanganisa amadlozi siwahlanganisa kanjani if you guys don't believe in them.
Good morning, Uncle T, what you're saying is true. It does happen. Been there, done that. I've got a cap, a badge and a t-shirt, Uncle T. Thanks. That is why today I'm still sitting at a war, Uncle T. Then I can see or I almost look at it, Uncle T. That is why I can tell the song. They say, when Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. Now, same, Uncle T. When Jesus say no, nobody can say yes. So, Uncle T, it just happens. That is why even people who are for right reasons. Those people are there for right reasons because Jesus said yes. God said yes. I am not happy with Uncle T. When Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus say no, nobody can say yes. Have a good day, Uncle G.
Oh, Prati, I can actually relate to this. Just now, recently, I broke up with my partner. Problem is, I had a challenge with finances, and I disclosed that to her. Mota ya kopa di break. After the break, I tell us our yada over the chalet. I understand. Na ke utlala le batho ba mo leaking yaka. Imagine. So as I said, I was like, you know what? Probably, yeah, I've been saved from something big here. because getting early the plans, very getting early that challenge, but it wasn't the end of the road. And things came by that Chaganya, and yeah. But then I had to let it go because I'm utare, eh, mutu, tamut lalela kwa, leva tu babu likinya kaho. What else can you do? All I can say is just that I've been saved. I've been saved from something huge. Thank you. Great topic.
Yo, Brazi. Yo. Why it's so speed? Ho papa. Why it's so ruena? Oh, ikira tefanya na bata kata di cost. Karatana le moto 4-5 years. So my tema atokofala. Kalta tila la mi em la utubul. Ker no man. Waiting, are ke khaste di cost wa bona ke ntse magadi celebration re itshora yo yo hle se ile samo la maka a maka arae a i bereke ntsheo bata bana le nna ke sta bona ke buitse le me uncles a ratola pele ba le ntse magadi a ba shapa kona ya no yo relationship ga re ko panel B re lukisa fela and before na re le happy. Wa bona le no e ela bofellong no ka re se ile ofela brati ei matsapa o sa utlwele
ya Tibos, look, good day to you and the Afropolitans. If God says no to that relationship, it simply means it. It said no, especially if you have prayed for the partner that you're looking for and say, God, provide me with a specific partner that is so and so and so, and all the characteristics that you've mentioned towards your prayer, you must be careful that we can also provide. So if God says no to that person, he says no. And you know, Gucci, he really means that. So, like, especially Amashita, it's no good to sit deny, man, the fact. To say no, this is not the person. But we only focus on one thing, especially when it comes to sex. If like she's giving me the good sex and all that, other characteristics that I'm expecting from her, if I don't get them, I don't care. But remember that this is a lifetime commitment. So you cannot like commit yourself to someone of which in future, when you get used to that sex of that person, you start now seeing a lot of mistakes from her. You get irritated easily from her. All those things. We need to be fair to ourselves. It's me, Valeria. Sure.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.